Dave.
This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I think that's sort of low class.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
To the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline, we welcome in once again head coach and sporting director of the New England Revolution, Bruce Arena, is with us. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, guys. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Go ahead, Hardy.
Just want to see how you're feeling.
Yeah.
After the news of your illness and what you told us last week, everything good?
I'm doing fine. I'm well on the road to recovering. Doing well. Thank you.
Hitting the Olive Garden over there by the facility?
Yes.
Nice.
Not yet, no.
I didn't think you were an Olive Garden guy, but you ready to get back?
I have no idea. Why did you ask that question?
Because the Olive Garden's right there. But
what do you mean? I'm so confused. Are you? Is anyone else confused?
Yes,
I'm confused.
No, the Olive Garden's right there by the facility. Probably drive by it every day.
Okay.
They make a good salad.
Yeah, hell of a salad.
They do
good breadstick.
All you can eat.
You were saying so.
I was saying, Coach, are you ready to get back in the swing of things? It seems like it sort of takes you a while to get going now. Here we are again.
Yeah, we got to turn things around. So it's a big game for us on Saturday.
Thoughts on the U.S. men's team qualifying for the World Cup? That they only needed to lose by less than five. I think they had the goal aggregate, so the 2-0 loss last night to Costa Rica was enough for them to get back. You obviously have a lot of experience with coaching the men's national team. What are your thoughts on those guys going to Qatar?
It's a great outcome, and the U.S. needs to get back in the World Cup, and especially since we're hosting in 2026. So it's a real positive sign. They have a group of young players that I think are going to be outstanding players in the years to come. So it's a good start to get back into the World Cup. Hopefully they get a good draw and they have a positive play in group play and can advance in the tournament. But just getting back in the World Cup is good news, and I'm looking forward to watching the World Cup.
So MLS and obviously the Revs as well, this trickles down to the individual teams, have an interest in the game continuing to grow domestically. What does it mean that the team is back in the World Cup? Does that make a big difference in having those athletes pursuing soccer?
No question about it. You know, it's the biggest sporting event in the world, and to have the U.S. As a part of it is very important. For the growth of the game in our country as well as for our league. So there's just so many positives that result in qualifying for a World Cup. So it's a great time for the sport in this country, and hopefully we can continue to advance both our national team and our league as well.
Bruce, what are your thoughts on the number of U.S.-born, bred, raised players playing at, like, you know, world-class highest levels? Because a lot of theories floating around over the years. One of the ones that seems to make sense is, you know, the importance of college and being able to play under a scholarship and how that can actually inhibit a player's development. Do you see any of that changing? Do you think it's an issue? Would you like to see more U.S. players? Because obviously we have the athletes and a lot of talented players, but proportionately maybe not as many playing at the highest levels in the world.
Well, we have players now playing at some of the biggest clubs in the world, such as Chelsea and Barcelona, Bayern Munich, etc. So, you know, our players are growing not only in our league but around the world. And our sport is different than a lot of other sports. Players turn professional at 16, 18 years old, and it's encouraged that our elite players don't attend college because in our country, you play college soccer. It's a three-month season. To be a true professional, you need to be playing 11 months a year. So it's a big change, much different than the way we look at our athletes in the NFL and the NBA and baseball. We're just a completely different sport. So you see today the more elite young players in our country refrain from going to college. And they, you know, we have young players that have signed with our club, and they're signing with a number of MLS clubs, and or they're going abroad to play. So again, we're different in other sports, and I think you're going to see as the sport continues to grow that the top young players in our country are going to go abroad and obviously playing in MLS as well. So a little different than you see with the NFL development. It's quite different, actually.
To transition back to your club, what's the health status of Henry Kessler and Andrew Farrell going into the weekend?
They fully competed this week in training, so we expect them to be on our roster on Saturday.
Do you keep an eye on Matt Turner and his injury?
He's making progress. I would say by the middle of the month, he should be back in training.
Do you anticipate probably, you know, maybe by June, getting back into that with him?
Well, I would think in the month of May he'll be ready to play. He'll be leaving. He'll be leaving the Revolution at the end of June. So,
right.
We're hopeful we can get Matt back on the field.
Good.
All right, Bruce. Appreciate the time as always.
Great.
Glad you're feeling better. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks. See you, Bruce.
Bruce Arena, Revs head coach. I had no idea what the
Olive Garden.
I mean, you drive by there every day. I would go in there.
I thought he had like been spotted there. I was like,
did someone see him there?
That's
what I thought, yeah.
I thought that's why you were asking. Yeah. I'm like, oh, is there something on Twitter where someone saw Bruce at the Olive Garden?
I thought he said something to us at Gillette about it. Like, you know, when the facility was being built in that. Looking forward to, you know, hey, this place is gorgeous around here. I was shooting a breeze with him, like off air. Before we had him on. He's like, yeah, you got the Olive Garden over there. So that like just kicked my memory from before. That's all. He got a chuckle out of it. He remembered. Because I have such great in-depth soccer.
I always wonder if that place suffers in that it's not near the rest of the restaurants.
No.
At Patriot Place.
Good luck.
It's on its own.
Good luck getting in anytime at dinner. Good luck.
Does Capital Grill suffer because it's not with next to Shake Shack over there in the shops?
Please don't ever do that. With the emergence of that new food store over there, man, Wagman's, like they got the hot take go. Like
Wagman's, is that right?
It's a pet store.
I've never heard of a Wagman's.
Wagman's over there by the Equinox.
I've heard of a Wegmans.
Wagman's, whatever the hell it is. Yeah,
in Westwood?
Next to the stage.
By the Capitol Grill in Chestnut Hill there.
Oh,
they suffer so much now.
There's a Wagman's in Westwood.
Frank Pepe's. Frank Pepe's is over there, too.
Right, it's not a Capitol Grill at that Wagman's. That's Del Frisco's across from there in Westwood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Del Frisco's Grill.
Grill.
Not the same.
Pared down version.
Not the same.
I don't want to get into it.
You're not. We like them all.
Thank you.
Okay.
Headlines here. We'll be right back after these headlines in 90 seconds.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.